The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Very good afternoon, Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon, Gary Bromberg.
How are you today?
Good, thanks. And yourself?
Yes.
Being glued to happenings at the United Nations.
Yeah, I can see that. Obviously the UN General Assembly started with addresses to the plenary from various world leaders, but it's also the meetings on the side. So yesterday, Prime Minister Le Pen met with Turkish President Erdogan, the first PM to do so since 2008. What was discussed during that meeting?
Well, this was a very important meeting because we have seen increased rapprochement between the two countries. So amongst the issues that they spoke about the resumption of flights, they spoke about increasing economic cooperation. But very importantly, Prime Minister Lapid said to President Erdogan that, we need to address terror. We need to clamp down on terror. This is particularly important, seeing that there are Hamas cells that operate in Turkey. He also spoke to President Erdogan about the captives in the Gaza Strip. These are two civilian captives, along with the remains of two fallen soldiers. And we believe that Turkey can play some kind of role in helping to ensure the safe return of the hostages that are still alive, but also the return of the remains of Hadar, Golden, and Alwan Shaul, so that they can be buried with the respect that is due there. But before we carry on, I just want to speak a little bit about what has just happened at the United Nations. A very, very dramatic day. At the moment, U.S. President Biden is addressing the plenary, but earlier today, Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi spoke, if you can call it that, if you can call the accusations that came out of his mouth speaking. But our ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan, got up and the Israeli delegation walked out in protest to the comments made by Raisi on CBS's 60 Minutes that you and I spoke about the other day, where amongst other accusations, he denied the Holocaust. Ambassador Erdan left behind at the place setting of our delegation pictures of his grandparents who had survived the Holocaust. But Raisi accused the United States of trampling on the nuclear accord. He accused the West of hypocrisy, but he saved a special condemnation for Israel. He said the region has not seen previously such an occupying savage power as the Zionist regime in its midst in the past. The killing of children and women are present in the dark report card of the Zionist regime. Let me just remind, listen, this is Iran, the largest sponsor of state terror, that sponsor Hamas, that sponsor Hezbollah, that sponsor Palestinian Islamic Jihad, whose Iranian Revolutionary Guard is now clamping down on protesters protesting the torturing to death of a young Kurdish woman who didn't wear the hijab. And several people have been killed. He also called for a one-state solution. He says he proposes a vote by all Palestinians, Muslims, Christians, and Jews to establish a single state. He says, from the mountains to the sea, from the enslavement of the Babylonians to the Palestinians. This is a very, very inflammatory speech.
Absolutely. What do you expect the press to do with this now?
Well, we're expecting widespread coverage here in Israel. That's to be expected. But it's going to be very interesting to hear what our Prime Minister, Yair Lapid, who is guaranteed to address some of the issues that Raisi has raised. I don't think he's going to let this go by unanswered. But also, we don't think it'll get the press coverage that you would get here in the other press. Maybe it will in America, because there were jabs at America. but it certainly will dominate the media here.
And our listener Roland's just sent me a message. So earlier we were chatting about, and let's see if I can pronounce it correctly this time. So President, Prime Minister Lapid met with Turkish President Erdogan. Erdogan, is that how you pronounce it?
Erdogan is correct.
Erdogan, yes. So Roland's asking, we mentioned there that the first Prime Minister to do so since 2008. Roland's asking why. Why has it taken so long?
It's taken so long because there has been a cooling of relations until very, very recently with Turkey, you know, following the Mavi Marmara incident. There was just a steady decline in relations. And only recently, you know, we had the visit with Lapid when he was foreign minister to Turkey. We also had the historical visit of our president, Isaac Herzog, to Turkey recently. But in the years since then, there has been a significant downturn in relations, and it's taken a long time to get them back to warm ties again.
And the Prime Minister, he also met with Jordan's King Abdullah, and after his very controversial speech to the Assembly. What did the King say in his speech? What were the two leaders talking about?
Well, he also seemed to take aim at Israel. He said that Christians in Jerusalem are on fire, or Christianity in Jerusalem is on fire. And that is inflammatory, because the rights for all religions to worship peacefully is enshrined and protected by Israel. You know, we only need to look at the lack of Christian presence in Gaza and the steadily decreasing or declining numbers in the West Bank in places under the control of the Palestinian Authority to see the situation for Christians. Also notably lacking is the situation for Christians across the Middle East, which is becoming more and more alarming. But the King did meet with Prime Minister Lapid. One of the issues that they spoke about, the Prime Minister appealed to His Majesty the King, please, to help maintain calm, especially on the Temple Mount, as Israel approaches the Jewish High Holidays. We've got Rosh Hashanah next week, Yom Kippur the week after. We're coming up to Sukkot, Simchat Torah. These are very, very holy times in our calendar. And we are anticipating that there could be an uptick of violence. The crossings from a certain point in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip into Israel will be closed during the High Holy Days. But the two leaders also spoke about increasing cooperation from a social and from an economic point of view.
And lastly, which I do want to cover, so I want to address it, the terror attack last night in Holon. And what do we know about this? I see it's been all over the news today.
Well, this was just horrific. An 85-year-old woman was beaten to death, bashed in the head and left for dead. This was in Holon. This is a suburb in the south of Tel Aviv. And it was deemed a terror attack by Israel's police. And after a widespread search for the terrorist responsible, I'm not going to give his name out, he was found dead by apparent suicide in an apartment in Tel Aviv.
I mean, what a terrible... When was he found dead? Today?
Earlier this morning, yes.
Wow, what a terrible story. And Roline, thank you for the update for today. And that was the Israel Report with Roline Marks. Roline, I will catch you same time, same place tomorrow afternoon. Have a good evening.